Restoring My Soul, Friday the 3rd of March, The Bloodshed of Jezreel. The word of the Lord concerning Jezebel and the rest of Ahab's household was fulfilled after Jehu was appointed by the Lord to be king of Israel in the place of Ahab's son. Jehu had previously served in the army of Ahab and had been a commander in the army of his son Joram. Under the instruction of Elisha, the young prophet who anointed Jehu said to him, "You shall strike down the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel." Jehu shot King Joram, the son of Ahab, straight through his heart with an arrow. He then cast his body into the field that had belonged to Naboth. Following this, he commanded that Jezebel be thrown out of her window. He trampled her body under the feet of his horse and then went inside to eat and drink. When he later asked for her body to be buried, the servants discovered that most of her body had already been eaten by wild dogs. This event was the direct fulfillment of the word of Elijah concerning the death of Jezebel. After the death of Jezebel, King Jehu also organized the slaughter of Ahab's 70 sons. All of this bloodshed occurred in Jezreel at the hand of Jehu. Jehu had been an instrument of judgment in the Lord's hand. The Lord commanded him for his obedience. The reward for his obedience was that his sons would sit on the throne of Israel for 4 generations. Nevertheless, Jehu was not a righteous king. Even though he killed all the prophets of Baal at that time, he did not turn away from the idolatry of Jeroboam, who had placed the golden calf in Bethel and the golden calf in Dan. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Kings chapter 9 verse 7, 2 Kings chapter 9 verses 24 to 26, 2 Kings chapter 9 verses 30 to 37, 2 Kings chapter 10 verses 6 to 7, and 2 Kings chapter 10 verses 29 to 31. For further study, 2 Kings chapter 9.